We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Eliezer, Kula Sfirulu Mara Mokum Uloy. All hold of this Svara of Mara Mokum. That means Rav Shimon is the one we just learned. Rav Shimon Hodamaran, Rav Shimon's in our Mishnah, where it says, Iskachli Bekesef and Imtsa Shalzav. So the Tanakam is in Mekadeshes. Rav Shimon says, I'm Hitler Shvach Mekadeshes. And we touched that the Mishnah was a case where the Isha sent the Shliach to pick up the Kedushin because the husband had told her, the future husband had told her that he's going to give her a Kesef. He said, go pick up my Kesef. And he picked up Zav. So here it's a Maramakim, pick up my Kedushin. It's actually, he said Kesef, it's a Maramakim. That's what Rav Shimon holds. And it's even better. So for sure she agrees. Mashenke, according to Tanakam, it's a Kepeda. That's the Machlekes. So Rav Shimon holds and therefore it's Mekadeshes. We're going to find two other places regarding something else, not Legabe Kedushin, but where we have this idea of Mara Mokum Ulai. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanaim, look at the Mishnah. Get Pashut, Eidav Mitoichoi, Mikusha Eidav Achoirav. There's two types of Gittin out there. A get pashut is a simple get, it's a star, it's a document, it's two Eidim sign on the bottom. That's a get pashut. A get Mikusher is a get that you leave a space, you write, then you write the text, you leave another space, you write text, leave another space, you write text, then you fold it up, and the Edom sign, on, and you, then you fold it up and you sew it down, and the Edom sign on those empty spaces, and they were masakin get mekusher for kahanim, because the kahanim, once they get a get, they're stuck, they can't remarry that wife, because they're now married a grusha, and sometimes they'll get angry, write a get, and it'll be too late, so therefore we made it very hard for them to write a get. The kohen has to write a get mekusher, but we'll see in the Gemara, if a regular person, not a kohen, Yisrael writes a get mekusher, it's kosher also. So here you have the halachas. The halacha is the get pashut, the edim is inside, it's on the bottom of the document. Mekusher, the edim is on the outside of it. When you fold it up and sew it, the edim on the outside. There's another difference also, that a get mekusher needs three edim, mashayin, and a get pashut is sufficient with two edim. It's not enough gemina. So get pashut, edim v'techeh, mekusher, edim v'acheirav. Pashut, shekos of edim v'acheirav, if you have a get pashut, they wrote the edim sign on the outside of the star, or mekusher, shekos of edim v'acheirav, or get mekusher, the edim sided inside, shneim psul, they're both pashut, because he did it shleka din. If you have a makusher and the edim sign on the bottom of the page, kosher, it's kosher, why? Just don't sew it up. You can make it into a pashut. You're going to have some empty lines because you left some empty lines in order to fold and sign the edim disc. You have some empty lines. Zograshi, the empty lines don't make a difference. It's still a kosher get, even though you don't have, even if you have extra lines. So what's Pshat Tanakama? Why it's not good? By a makusher that you signed on the bottom of the document, just make it into a pashut. Obviously, not using it for a kohen because a kohen needs a makusher, but don't want to use it for Yisrael. So, just make it into a pashut. What's the problem? So, the Tanakhama holds the reason is because the zman on a makusher is a different zman than the zman of pashut. The minig was that on a makusher, they wrote not from that year but the next year. That's how they wrote it. They never knew it meant this year. It meant they used to write the zman for the Mishana Shalacharel, that's Rashi says. In Kais is Balam Kushim Oisa Shana, Mishana Shalacharel, you write the next year. Since there's a different type of Zman in there, therefore the Tanakama is no good. So both the Tanakama, technically you can make it into a get Makushim into a get Pashut, but there's a problem, according to Tanakama, there's a problem with the Zman. Mishim Mila Emer Hakolka Minigamadina. It's telling the Minigamadina. Now what does that mean? Vavinaba. What's the problem with Mishim Gamil? Vinaba. Tanakama less than Minigamadina. If the Minigamadina is to write a get Makushim, so then, why shouldn't they all agree to that? So, and if it's not the minig, so then everyone should read its pasul. So, what's going on here? What's it talking about? Tanakam was the minig of Medina. Bar Rav Ashi, Rashi explains. But Asher then he could be pasul. Over the makusher, if you sent a shliach, he sent the bezdin. Make me a get. The minig is to make a pasul, and the bezdin goes ahead and makes a makusher. Inami ba'asher nigam makusher. Or if the town's minig is to write all the gittin as a makusher, which is sewed up. Everyone agrees, if you didn't shloike minig hamadina, it's vadek peida. I hired you to do a correct get, like the minig hamadina, you didn't shloike hamadina, is that for sure a kepeida. Ki pligi ba'asher nigi be'im pashut makusher. The minig of that town is, they do both types. Ba'amalei, and you told them, overly makpashut, make me get pashut. Ba'ozol, and the bezdin went overly makusher, which is harder to do. It's harder to do a makusher. They went and did a harder one, they made a makusher. So the first two Tanoim hold, it's no good. Marsava Kpeda, I told you make a pashut, make a pashut. Marsava Maramokum Uloy. The other man holds, no, just a Maramokum, I need a get. You want to make it work hard to make a kosher? Go right ahead. It's Maramokum, that's what Shimon Gamliel holds. So that's what Shimon Gamliel says, a kol kaminig hamadina. What he means to say is that as long as the minig there is to also make the get pashut and get mekusha, as long as either one's a minig, so then we can say mara makom ulai, and that's the second Tana holds that mara makom ulai. So zokti gemara vayte. So that's the second mandiyama. The third mandiyama is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, the Gargis Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar. The Tana looked at the Mishnah. He tells the shliach, go mekabel get for me in a certain place. The kabel gitei makom achel. I might see he met the husband somewhere else and he got to get somewhere else. Puzzle. The loch is according to Tana Kama, puzzle. Why? Because the Tana Kama says that you only were a shliach to go to that place. Maybe I don't want to get embarrassed in the place. I want you to go to that place and accept the get. It's kapeda. Rav Loza Machsher, Loza holds it's kosher. Why? Alma Kasava Maru Makim Ulay. It's only a Maru Makim. I told you I need to get. I need to be that's where you're to find him. I need to be my Shliach. You'll find him over there. He booked family somewhere else. I didn't care where it is. So that's what he holds. It's Maru Makim. Tanakam holds to Kapeda because I want you to dafka the idea. But Rav Loza holds Maru Makim. So here we have the three Mandiyamim hold Maru Makim. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Gamil, Rav Loza. Rav Shimon is our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamil is the case of get Pashur and get Makusha. And Rav Loza is the case of Gittin. The case of Git. Zogt Gemara weiter. Oma Ula. Machloik is back to our Mishnah. The Machloik is our Mishnah in a case where we said the case was that you told the Shliach to pick up your Kesef, comes back with Zav. So there we said that if it's better, the Zav is better, then it's just a Mara Makam according to Rav Shimon Gamil. But that's Dafka Vashvach Maman. Avashvach Yuchsin, Dirak Kol Emekadesh. You tell your Shliach, you know, I'm accepting my go get the conclusion from that person who told me that he is a Mamzer. And it turns out, he's not a mamzer, which is better. The halacha is, then it's not mekadeshes, even though it's better. My taima, misana derav mekaroy lebina. A person sometimes rather have someone who's not so chashev, because a shoe that's too big, that's a mashal, a shoe that's too big, he can't walk with it. Even though it's big, it's better, right? It's a bigger shoe. No, but it's not my shoe, it'll fit me. So if someone, she doesn't want such a chashev person. She wants a mamzer. She wants a person not so chashev. That's what she wanted. And because she wasn't so chashev herself. And therefore, two chashev person is not good for her shalom bayis. She doesn't want that. And therefore, even according to Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, we're going to say that it's a kepeda. Taina mahochi, it's first a brayso. Moed Rav Shimon hintel shvach yuchsin. If the mistake wasn't shvach yuchsin, einoi mekadesh is taken out mekadeshes. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi says mastis manavdeke. Our Mishnayis is also doing like that because this Mishnah over here that we had a memchesam vase talks about a case kois shalayin and dvash and kesef and zav, all money things. Oni asher. But if you look at the next Mishnah on that memchesam vase. The Mishnah says, "Amashri koyin him to Levi, Levi him to koyin, or nasin him to mamzer, mamzer him to nasin, or anasin is a less of a level than a mamzer. It's the gevoinim who came in Yeshua's days, and Yeshua made them into choyt ve'etzim. That's why it's lashon nasin. By yitter name Yeshua choyt ve'etzim shayvim. He gave them menial jobs because they didn't want them to come marry in the kahal. But it's like almost like a mamzer, but it's less. And different examples there. And there, Rabbi Shimon does not argue in that Mishnah." What's pshat? Why would Rav Shimon say, if it's better, if it's not a mamzer, it's better? Teretz is, it's meduyik, the Rav Shimon does not argue in a case of yuchsin. Omer Ravashi, Mishnah Amadeika, the Torah says, and our Mishnah, next Mishnah, Amashri, Koyim Nim Shalevi, Levi Nim Shalevi, Nosin, Vinim Shalevi, Mamzer, Vinim Shalevi, Vilei Polik, Rav Shimon doesn't argue. So what do you see? Rav Shimon is masking by Shvach Yuchsin that it's not a good Kedushin. Maskal of Marv Ravashi. I'll tell you, look further than that same Mishnah, there is something about money there, about mamon there. It says like this, I'm not just the bas or shivcha megudelas. He says, I'm marrying you, and I'm telling you I have an older daughter who can help out in the house, and I have a shivcha megudelas, an older shivcha who can help out in the house. And it turns out, or he says, I'm not she'enloi, I don't have. But yes, and he has the shvach mamanu. Now if he has one, it's better, he has a shivcha megudelas. And what does it say there? It's not mekudeshes. The one Rav Shimon argued there, it's mamun. He has a shivcha now, it's mamun. So one Rav Shimon argued there. How can I like Paul doesn't argue? Ella. It must be, you have to tie check this. El Apollo Bereisha, we don't say for. Since he argues over here in our Gemara, our Mishnah, and Chesna, base, so he argues in the next Mishnah also. Hachinam, he'll say the same thing regarding Amnas Ani Levi or Kayin or Nasin Amamzir, that deer, Hachinam, Apollo Bereisha, we don't say for. He argues the Reisha, who I don't say for. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a good ride that you bring it from the case of Shifchum and Gudelas. Why? Hachi Ashta, Hosav Idvi Idvi Shvach Mamun. They're both Mamun. So if you already established that Rav Shimon argues about Shvach Mamun, Polig Vareshav, who had them a Seifa? Argue a Seifa also. Vahacha, but Amnas Shani Levi, or Amnas Shani Mamzer, which is Shvach Yuchsin, we could have made a mistake and said Rav Shimon doesn't argue. So if you held Rav Shimon argue, you should have spoken out. Mishnah spoke out. Hacha Shvach Yuchsin, who? It means the Pilganisni. And therefore, it is a good raya that he doesn't argue, and it's taka, we have a tanya gemara saying, we have a sugya for the Mishnah, that Rav Shimon is moida by Shvach Yuchsin, that by Shvach Yuchsin, he's moed over there by Shvach Yuchsin, that there it's also in the Kedashis. The Boyisem, another Teretz of the Gemara is that the whole Kasha on the Deikonami was that it says a case of Shivcha, which is a case of Mammon, and there Shimon doesn't argue. So we're trying to be right that it must be Tzuadin. Just like, since the argument is erased, the problem is going to say for also. Now when they say no, Shivcha Mugadelos does not mean a case of money. Shivcha Mugadelos means a Boyisem Hakanami Shach Yuchsin Misar's Mammon Mugadelos Bill Mammon means she's older, Mammon Mugadelos Gadelas, which Rashi learns means she's a Choshev a Shivcha. And what happens, you have a Choshev a Shivcha who knows English and everything. She hears what's going on in your house and she passes it on. And you don't like that. The Umrah, the Isha says, I don't want a Shivcha Mugadelos. He's take words from me, and bring it to all the neighbors. And therefore, I don't want a Shivcha Mugadelos. It's not a mile from me. Therefore, even Rav Shimon will agree there, it's not Mukadeshes. It's like similar to Shach Yuchsin type idea. It's not a moment. It's not a gain a moment to have a Shivcha Mugadelos because it means a Shivcha is Chashiv. The Tais brings up a little different shot that Mugdalos means that she fixes hair. She's a hairdresser. And the way it works is, since she goes from house to house to fix people's hair, so she tells them all the good stuff. Look at Tais Devin Maschel Mai. Tais Devin Maschel Mai. Rabbi Chanal appears Megadalos Sar, Kumei Megadalos Sar, and Shaya. Mutayach Shalechas, a bias of bias, a Kloya. Since she goes from house to house to braid the hair, Misaperis called Varmena, she tells everything what's going on. Al-Kaponim, that's what we established very clear, that by Shvach Yuchsin, the Barakol in Mekadashas. Tanu Rabbanu, Amenash Ani Karaina. He marries the Isha and he says, you know what? I marry you and I know what I am. I'm a Balkairu. So then we go investigate. Is he Taka Balkairu? If he's not a Balkairaya, then he doesn't lane, then he's not it won't be a Mekadashas. So Zamora says, Kim Shakar, Slice Psukkim Vezaknesses. If you ever lane three Psukkim in the Shul, Harez Mekadashas. You have to realize in those days, whoever got Aliyah, lane the three Psukkim himself. So you ever got Aliyah and Shul and lane the three Psukkim, the Aloch is Harez Mekadashas. It's called a Karaina. Rav Yehuda Eimer, no, actually Yikra V'yatargam. He has to be able to read Psukkim and teach them also. And it's Machlokes Rishonim, how many Psukkim. According to Rashi's Mashma, three Psukkim is enough. Others, the Rambam, others the Mashma, that you have to be able to read the entire Torah V'yatargam and teach it. Break them by Yatargam, V'yadayte? What do you mean? He wanted to teach it himself? By the time of the Rabbi, Yehuda Eimer, V'yatargam Pasuk K'tzurasi. Someone teaches the Pasuk the way it's written, Harez Bedoi. He's considered a takapi karis. Rashi gives example. For example, it says in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Leisana Ariv. If Taicha literally means don't get involved in a din Torah. So if you Taicha that, it's a badoi, you have a curse. So what's really Taicha? You have to look at the Rashi there, the Targum. The Taicha there means that you shouldn't argue. If you want to say you shouldn't argue on the Av Bezdin, that's where you start asking from the lower people in the Bezdin. Akapon, whatever the pshat is, Leisana Arav, there's other way to Taicha. But if you Taicha the wrong way, it's a badoi. What's the case of Mois V'lov? That if you teach the pasuk and you add extra words to it, it's also mechar v'gadim. You only could use the targum didon, like the Mara says, Ella my targum didon, our targum unglis, which Rashi says was written with Ruach HaKadosh, because really it was already given Moshe Messina, it was just forgotten, and he just brought it back. He was chazav v'yastu, like the Mara Megillah says, but it was really written. It was really from Alach Moshe Messina already the targum unglis. Tosfos gives other examples of. Matargum pasuk tzarasa, because the pasuk says by Matan Torah, by Yiru es Elikei Yisrael, but says Yiru es Elikei Yisrael, and it sounds like Yisua Hashem. So if you type Yisua Hashem, you're badoi katsura. And if you add on it and you add on it and you say by Yiru es Elikei Yisrael means I saw the Malach of Kares Baruch Hu, that's also a bazaim because he's saying the Malach had that covered. So the real way to teach is like the Targum teaches. Because of Yos Yikra del Kol Yisrael, they saw the honor of Kol Yisrael. They didn't see the Mamish Kares Baruch Hu himself. They didn't see Mamish, but they saw the Yikra del Kol Yisrael. So upon him. So back to our Gemara. So Rehuda holds you Targum. You have to read the pasuk via Targum, and which means is Targum didon. Zok the Gemara Hanimili like Rashi says Hanimili Sagi b'Shloisha Pesukim. That's only because I'm a Karaina. I'm a Balkaira. Don't like Karaina. But Omalei Kara Ana. I am a Baki in Pesukim. Then you add the Kari Araisa Neviim Ksuvim B'Diyuka. You have to read without the Kudos. The Torah, the Neviim, the Ksuvim B'Diyuka. You have to read the whole entire Tanakh with the right way of reading it. Then you're called a Kara. Zok the Gemara Mnasha Nishayna. He says, "If I am a shayna, I learn mishnayis. I learn mishnayis. What do you have? What's the minimum over there? The minimum over there is chizkiyom halachas. You have to know the halacha moshe mesinai. Rabbi Yechonah Amar Torah. You have to know Torah. So shayna doesn't mean mishnayis. I'm teaching mishnayis. Shayna means to learn. Shaina means to learn with more than just the literal terms. That's what Mishnayos really is. It means really Torah Shavapeh. So I'm asking Shaina Chizkiyam Alach. It means Lachem Shavasinai. Rabbi Yechonama Torah. It means Torah. So we thought it meant Torah Shavaksav. Meisvei easy with Mishnah. What's Mishnah? Rameyam Alach. It's Lachem Shavasinai. Rudaim a Medrash. It's Medrash, which means Safra Sifri, which is Alachus of the Pesukim. That's what Shaina means. Shaina means where you expound on the Pesukim. So it's a machlekes, it means a lachem mishina or medrash, but definitely does not mean Torah. So he's not like comes out Rabbi Yechanan who says that's Torah is not like a Rameh or Rabbi Yehuda. Zok to Gemara, what do you mean Torah? My Torah on top of my base, or on top of my entire base now. My Torah medrash Torah. When Torah means the medrash of Torah. The Hani miladom ala tanina. That's only if he says that I am a tanina, which means I learn some Mishnayis, I'm a shayna, I learned something. That's when it's a shayla with halachas or just some medrash. Aval amalei tana ana, he says I am a tana, which means I am like a mara de shmeitza of like the tanoim wrote Mishnayis. Then the halach is ad the tani hilchasa. He has to know halach mishnai sifra v'sifri v'tesefta. He has to know sifra and sifri and tesefta. Sifra and sifri are like the medrashim on the Sefer Vayikra, and Sifri is by Midvar and Dvarim. He has to know Sifra and Sifri and Halachas. Zok to Maravaita. If someone says to Isha, I want to be Mekadosh, you, I'm an Ashani Talmud, which means I'm a Talmud Chacham. Ain Oimrim, Kishim ben Azai, Kishim ben Zoyma. It doesn't have to be a Talmud Chacham like the stature of Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma. Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma were both incredible Talmid Chacham, huge Masbidim. They didn't even get married. That's how big they were. And they weren't called a Rav because it could be that's why, because they never got married. That's what they called Talmidim. But they were huge Talmid Chacham, like the top Rashi says, Talmidim Hayu Bachurim, Loi Bo L'chal Smicha, Loi Hayu Bi Amen K'mayis M'Torah. No one liked them in his time like in the Torah. So when someone says, I'm a Talmid, you don't have to be a Talmid that size. Ella, Kol Shasholim Oisai B'chal Makim. Anyone, a Talmud would mean, if you ask him in any place, something from his limud, and he says it, that means he doesn't have to know Kol Terkula. As long as there's one Masechta, even Masechta Rekala, and you ask him a question, he knows the answer, that's already called a Talmud. You know, he learns Masechta's Talmud, you ask him a question, Masechta's Talmud, he knows it, he's already called a Talmud. But, it's called a Talmud. Now, whatever happens if he says, I'm an Ashani Chacham, says I'm a Chacham, ain't no, you don't have to be like Chachme Yavne or like Rabbi Kiva Bechayre Ver. You don't have to be a Chacham like the huge Chacham like the Chachme Yavne or Rabbi Kiva. Ela calls Hashem Moshe Dov Chachma. Anytime you ask something that's totally in Svara, and he can figure it out himself, B'chom Malkum in any Indian, V'Oimra, and he says it, that's called a Chacham. Not that he heard it from someone, he can understand it himself. He can explain something himself, Misvara, so then that's called already a Chacham. What happens if he says, I'm an Ashani Gibor, that I'm giving you a Kedushin, I'm an Ashani, I'm a Gibor? Ain't you don't have to be the same, like a Gibor, like Avner Bener, Avner Bener, Yoiv Ben Tzruya. Avner Bener was the general of the army of Shaul HaMelech, and Yoiv Ben Tzruya was the general of the army of David HaMelech. They're both from the big Giborim in Tanakh. And you don't have to be that type of Gibor. Ella call Shachaveira, Mesiyar Menom, or Gurasa, anyone of the people are scared of him because he's Gura, that's sufficient to be called a Gibor. I'm an Ashani Asher. He says that I'm a kashu, I'm a rich person. Ain't Oimrim, you have to be Asher like Rabbi Loza ben Charsoy and Karlos ben Azariah. Rashi says that these two Amarayim or Tanayim were very big. Rabbi Loza ben Charsoy, it says his father left him 1,000 svinas that were in the water and 1,000 cities in Yabasha. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, it says he had his meiser was 12,000 agom calves. He must have, you know, that means he had 120,000 calves. He had a lot of animals. He was very, very wealthy. So when you say you're wealthy, you don't be that wealthy. Ella, kol shem neir mechavim es b'nei Asher. And as long as people mechavim because it's Asher, he's called the Asher. Like, it means like pretty into these days, lahavdol elef avdolos from these huge gedolim. But like, you know, if someone says, I am rich, you don't have to be rich like Bill Gates. You know, that's not how you have to be rich. It means you have to be like rich that people mechavim because of the Asher. The Amenashari Tzaddik, let's say he says, this is a famous Gemara, Amenashari Tzaddik says, you know, I am a Kashu, I'm a Tzaddik. A Filu, even if he's a Rosh Hagomer, still my Kadeshas, maybe, because Shema heard a Tshuva Vedaita, maybe at that time when he was giving Kedushin, he thought of Tshuva, and the Chiddush Gemara is that he could call it Tzaddik. Even though all the various not Mechapa with Tshuva at all, But since you started Mahara Tshuva, you already consider Tzadik Gomer Kan La'aba. Just you have to take away, you need to still finish the Kapara. You're not finished yet. You still finish the Kapara, but you already consider a Tzadik, which is unbelievable. Musa Haskell, someone can be called a Tzadik. It takes one strong Kabbalah, one real strong Hira Tshuva, that he can become, then be called a Tzadik from now on. It's a Chashash Kedushin, only a Safik Kedushin, of course, but it's a Safik Kedushin. And what's the reason why we think he did tshuva? Maybe because here he said, I'm actually a tzaddik. So it's a tzaddik. Look, maybe he wanted to be a tzaddik. And therefore, it's good. But Masha Inkein, if you mekadesh a isha in front of two edim psulim, it's not mekadesh at all. I made a mahara tshuva. We have no reason to think the mahara tshuva. Here, there's a reason to say the mahara tshuva. He's mahara tshuva because he says, I'm actually a tzaddik. I'm an ashani rasha. If he says I'm an Ashari Rasha, I feel it's Tzadik Gomer, even though Tzadik Gomer is still Mekadesh. So why? Maybe he's a Rasha. Shem Ahira, but don't worry, it's Chavim Daita. Maybe he thought thoughts of Vayda Zara, which makes a person a Rasha, like we had before in the first parak, that even Machshava Vayda Zara is like a Maisa, and therefore he's maybe a Rasha, and therefore also it'll be a Safik Kedushin. So Adkan, all these cases of Avanas, which we explain in what case will be Choshish for Kedushin.